Now, Sam, we've got this question which we'd like you to break down and digest for us. It comes from Don.
Why do our bodies get tired or we feel like sleeping after an overly large meal?
Now, we've all been there, had the, as the Americans like to put it, the effect you get with too much turkey at Thanksgiving. Why does this happen? Can you help Don out?
Okay, so basically what happens when you eat a large meal is that you take on board a lot of nutrients, and some of the nutrients directly, but also indirectly by causing the production of hormones from the guts, can signal to the brain. And for reasons which are slightly hard to understand how they evolved, sleep and eating are very closely related. When you've eaten a large meal, it activates sets of neurons in the brain, which are also associated with sleep. And you kind of think about this, if you've just eaten a large meal and you're out in the wild, well, you're already pretty fat and slow from all this food, and now you're going to fall asleep? That might possibly make you a really easy prey. But perhaps a more positive way is to think maybe you crawl off to a nice hole because you don't need to go looking for food.
Assuming you can still fit into it.
Assuming you can still fit into it.
Like Winnie the Pooh got stuck, didn't he? Too much honey.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I have small children, so I've been reading that quite recently. Yeah. The neurons that everything seems to converge on in the brain are called orexin neurons. And it's quite interesting because these were found in two different groups of researchers at the same time. One group found them in mice, and they called them orexin neurons because the mice were fat. So they assumed that this was something involved in eating. However, the other group that found them in dogs. And the much more striking feature of these dogs was the dogs would bound along and then have a narcoleptic fit and just pass out and roll over. And then suddenly just get back up as though nothing had happened. And so they thought these were to do with sleep. And it turns out it's both.
Were they Labradors, these dogs? Because in my experience, Labradors just eat anything until they pass out. And then they sort of sleep it off and then come back to life and do the same again, rinse and repeat until they've gained about 30 stone.
Yeah, I think they're Doberman Pinschers, the dogs with narcolepsy. But yeah, it's really amazing if you see a video of a narcoleptic dog, because they will be in like the middle of a game of catch and then just fall over and sleep. So yeah, things from your gut like glucose and insulin after a meal signal these and they make you feel sleepy.
And the purpose of doing that is you need to divert a lot of resources to processing that enormous meal and then absorbing the calories and distributing it around the body, I presume.
Yeah, so that's certainly one theory as why this has evolved. So, for example, a snake increases its metabolic rate fivefold after ingesting something like a piglet or something. And that's all the energy.
A piglet, a big
python,
snake.
Something like that. Or whatever it's eaten, a mouse or whatever. So, yeah.
But the interesting thing about a snake is that that might dine once a month, once every several months, whereas we have to eat regularly. Is that just a reflection on the fact that a snake is cold-blooded, has a lower metabolic rate and can literally sit there not burning off much energy so it doesn't need to eat, whereas you and me are ferociously burning off calories so we need to replace them?
So yeah, I mean, there's certainly an element of that. But it is kind of interesting when you think how long humans can survive without eating, because we can go many, many days, if not months, without eating. So why we have evolved these patterns of eating more regularly versus other animals which do not eat very regularly. I mean, there are mammals that don't eat for months at all, like a bear, when it hibernates, doesn't eat. So why we have these specific patterns is quite an interesting question. I'm not really sure I have a good answer for it. Someone might.
Thank you very much, Sam. You can call that food for thought, perhaps.